Hello.
Hi, you there?
I'm here. Can you
Hey,
see me? Hey.
I can see you. I can see you.
Can you hear me?
Tommy, can you hear me? Yeah, I can hear you. Hold on, let's see if we can make this work.
Oh, lovely.
Let's see. Without the let's see. Move the microphone.
Do I come through the board?
Yes, you're coming through the board. Hey, this is 11L Radio New York International. Hawk, how are you? How are you? We're on the air. This is 11L Radio New York International. And man, what happened tonight? What happened with all the technical difficulties?
Well, it was a Skype program that was sort of giving me a real headache. It was FCKING with me, I'd say.
You could curse on Radio New York International. It's an internet station. You can say dirty words.
It was fucking with me.
It fucked with your mind. It fucked with your mind. And
Yeah. But now it's rocking and rolling anyway. It's good talking to you, man.
well, that's good. Hey, good to see you. Let's see.
Hey.
I'm trying to get this so you can see me. The microphone is in the way, but there we go. That's a little bit better. That's a little
I
bit
see you sideways, actually, but that's good.
better. It's like the Yardbirds, over, under. So it should be this way. Is that better?
That's much better. Yeah. Hey.
Okay. Yeah, this is on the iPad Mini,
Yeah. Okay.
so it's
Yeah.
working. Let's see. Yeah, I don't. Hold on. I don't know. I'm trying to adjust the video, folks, and this is radio. This is really goofy. So Hawk, you're going to be in New York City for the International Pop Overthrow Festival,
That's,
and yeah, you're on late one night. You're on, I think, what is it, 11:15 on Thursday night?
That's true. Yeah, we got the last set because we're landing on JFK. Was it 4 o'clock in the afternoon? So we got the last set.
Just in
Or
case
so,
you can't make it, right.
yeah. I mean, rush hour traffic and everything, you know. An American sort of customs and everything, yeah.
Well, just tell them you're bringing good music into the country. They'll let you right in. They'll let you right in. There's no. Which airport are you coming into?
JFK.
Ooh, that's going to be tough. That's going to be tight.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
You know, well, you give it a shot. You'll give it a shot. So I played some of your tunes earlier
Oh,
on the
lovely,
show,
yeah.
and I kept telling the listeners, well, maybe he'll call in. Maybe he'll call in. Hopefully he will. Hopefully he will. And let's see. Hold on. What did I play earlier? I played All the Way and
Nice, yeah.
the Final Remedy.
Oh, yeah, nice,
So
yeah.
you guys are from where?
We're from Stockholm.
Okay.
Yeah,
And
yeah.
so that's pretty far away.
It's pretty far away, yeah. But it was time now. We've been talking to a very nice girl called Linda Rizzo, who's a promoter at the Ding Dong Lounge for a couple of years now, to do a show together with Band of Outsiders. And yeah, we're gonna do it soon. Yeah, we're gonna do it soon. And then I talked to David, and he asked me, "Could you come and play the International Pop Overthrow in New York?" Because we played Liverpool in May. So I mean, that made us sort of take the plunge.
Ah, good.
Yeah,
So
yeah.
you're going to be in for how long?
4 or 5 days. We arrive Thursday and leave Monday. And we're playing Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah, so tight schedule.
Where are you playing? Do you know the venues?
I mean, first off is the International Pop Overthrow then Bar Matchless,
Okay.
11:15 p.m. on a Thursday night. And then we're gonna go down to New Jersey, Brighton Bar, on the Friday 15th,
That's a cool place, yeah.
and we're playing with Band of Outsiders. You know them?
I've heard of them, but I don't know them.
Oh yeah. They were playing a lot on CBGBs and Max Kansas in the 80s. And then they got back, I think it's 5 years ago now, they got back together because there was a sort of a benefit concert for a Bush Tetras bass player for a liver transplant. And so they've been going since. They're releasing a new album now as well. So
that's cool.
Yeah, and then there's this local New Jersey band, The Sins.
Okay.
Yeah.
That should be fun. And then you're going to just hop on a plane and fly right back.
No, then we're playing Saturday at the Ding Dong Lounge.
Oh, okay.
With the same bands.
Where is that? Where's the Ding Dong Lounge?
I think it's somewhere west, Midwest Manhattan, some place, or just north of, sort of West Village or towards Midtown, somewhere.
Okay, cool. Unfortunately,
unfortunately,
it's like right in the middle of IPO, and I'm committed to check out IPO, but yeah, I mean, that should be fun. You'll get some people showing up. I know that for a fact.
Yeah. And then we're playing with, do you know a band called Certain General? Was playing a lot in the 80s with Phil Gammage.
Yeah, I've heard of them. Heard of them too.
Yeah. He's got a band called The Rebel Factory, and we're playing Otto's Shrunken Head.
Otto's. Otto's is a cool place. Otto's is a cool place.
So that's Sunday night. Yeah. So we got a Swedish smorgasbord of venues for you.
Nice. I mean, good sound. I was listening to the CD, and I was very impressed.
I was
very impressed. And we're going to be playing them a lot more here on Radio New York International.
Lovely.
Can you stick around a little bit? Maybe we can slip on another tune for the listeners.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
What do you suggest off the album? The album is called Turn the Tide, and where can they get the album?
In the U.S., you can get it from Cool Cat Music, New Jersey.
Oh, Ray, my buddy Ray, yeah.
Yeah, you know Ray.
I know Ray. Yeah. Ray's been a guest on the show. He's a good guy.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. So.
What should I play? Which tune?
I'm thinking Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea, maybe.
That's a good choice. That's what I was thinking of playing.
Oh, yeah.
We've got Plastic Pals here on 11L Radio New York International. Let's see if we can get this to work. Well, we're working on it. Hold on. No. Plug us, you can talk. Okay, you hear me? Okay, yeah, it's a little bit lower when I don't have the headphones. Let's plug the headphones in. That would make a heck of a lot of sense to me.
Fight a full identity from dusk to dawn. 4 hours, 7 days a week. Following my instincts, maybe it wasn't too smart, but the alternative never seemed that tempting to me.
Okay.
I'm up to my eyebrows, honey. I'm down on my knees. I'm stuck in a corner between the devil and the deep blue sea.
It's a Mackie Pro FX12. I just got this a month ago, so I'm still learning how it works.
I never saw the signs. I was far too busy playing the fool, laughing at everything most of the time. No kind of purpose, just something. I'm up to my eyebrows, honey. I'm down on my knees. I'm stuck in a corner between the devil and the deep blue sea.
I'm in Bayridge, Brooklyn. It's near the Verrazano Narrows Bridge. Okay, that's not too far from me.
the blur. I need a clear vision, I can't see anything. All of this hurts, they get on my nerves. I'm going backwards to the ending, just to begin. I'm going backwards to the ending, just to begin. I'm going backwards to the ending, just to begin. I'm off to my eyebrows, honey. I'm down on my knees. I'm stuck in a corner between the devil and the deep blue sea. The devil and the deep blue sea. The devil and the deep blue sea. The devil and the deep blue sea.
Can we get it to work? Are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, we got it. I got the board right. I'm getting good at this. I'm getting good at putting, you know, I've Skyped before. We're talking to Hawk from Plastic Pals, and you're on the other side of the world.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. But Skype is good. Yeah.
And your picture looks great. I mean, the picture is very good on these iPad midis. It's my son's little player.
All right, yeah. How old is your son?
He's 24.
24? Right. 24. Mine is 25.
Very cool. Yeah. And, he helps me out with some of the technical stuff on occasion.
Yeah.
And he buys all the little gadgets, and I get a chance to plug him into the board and do this.
So you get the fun, he get the work.
Yeah, exactly. And he just runs into the other room, and he's, you know, just hanging out. But So anyway, what can you tell me about the band? What can you tell me about Plastic Pals?
Well, the band started, was it eight and a half years ago? Yeah, and me and the other guitarist, Anders, we've been playing since, Adam was a policeman, you know, as we say in Sweden now, but like late 70s or something. We've known each other since we were 10. And we had a band called Piglet in the 80s, but when I got a kid, the late 80s, I sort of couldn't commit to anything more to it, and I got kind of bored with music in the 90s for a while, but then this is sort of a disease, playing music, so I had to get back to it. So early 2000 or so I started writing songs again. And I had this guitarist, and I had my own band, the old band, I thought, but they said, no, we can't do it again. No. But then I had a good fortune of playing with a friend of mine, Lars Kleverman, who is a rock singer, but he's also one of the world's best opera singer. He was singing at the Metropolitan in May, Siegfried from, you know, Wagner, Siegfried.
Uh-huh.
The Ring, yeah, and he wanted to do something like 10 years ago, and got a band together. And the drummer and the bass player of that band, we really sort of kind of clicked, worked really nice. So we just brought them in to try. That's Bengt, bass player, and Olof, the drummer. I thought, I mean, this is not going to sort of stay on for long. Everybody's like in their 40s, turning 50s, and now we're actually, the bass player is turning 60s soon. So next year or 2 years from now, he's 60. So that's one of the reasons I called the band the Plastic Pals, because, I mean, we could sort of take in other members or whatever. You know, everybody can be a Plastic Pal. It stuck. We had the good fortune of a couple of years later being invited to play in London because Sid Griffin from the Long Riders needed a backing band for one gig, and apparently no one in London could sort of fit the bill. So I don't know if you know, like, the Bucketful of Brains magazine.
Yes, sure. That's crossed over.
Yeah, so it was Nick West from that magazine and a guy called Gerber Dillon, who's actually coming to New York now for this, because he's a huge Plastic Pals and Band of Outsiders fan, so he's going to stay with us in Fort Greene. But they arranged this Paisley Underground night in London like 5 years ago. So we played Long Riders with Sid Griffin, and that's sort of... got the band getting more momentum, and we had our last album out then called Good Karma Cafe, and Chris Kakavas from Green and Red played keys on that, and we were sort of talking, maybe he should produce the next one, and he lives in Germany, so like a couple of years later we went down there and stayed for a week and recorded with him, and that's the new album, Turn the Tide.
Well, that's the best part. I call it geezer rock. I mean, guys are making better music now than they made in their 20s.
Yeah.
You know, if they had done this when they were in their 20s, they might have had a hit somewhere along the line.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You know?
But then on the other hand, I mean, you lose all the hang-ups you have when you're 20, and you think you're so big-headed and think you got or something. Now you can just have all the fun. And
well, it's like a Viagra commercial where these geezers these geezers get together and they're playing rock and they're smiling and their wives are smiling and and then they all walk off to separate rooms with their wives, you know, after playing rocking out for a couple hours with their buddies. So it's, you know.
Yeah, I actually call it my mental pension fund.
So what did you do? What did you do all these years to pay the bills?
I'm a journalist, actually. Editor. I used to be editor, but I'm working at the Royal Institute of Technology in Stockholm, which is a bit odd because I'm not an engineer or anything. But I suppose with my sort of humanist and social sciences angle, I can sort of breathe some life into the dull technology world, which seems dull for starters, but there's so many cool things happening now. I mean, right now, my boss calls me a storyteller, which is kind of cool. I think that's what I've been doing all of my life, but I think there's some kind of buzzword right now within PR or so. So what I do sort of long interviews and with people, professors and stuff and deans and publish online, and then I also have like longer extended sort of podcasts with the whole interview basically. Yeah.
Oh, so you do this all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why you're all set up. You got your little space, you got your thing on. See, I do this every once in a while when I interview people from England and Scandinavia, and you know, I've done that a few times, and it's actually funny. Just plug it right into the board and it sounds perfect.
Yeah.
It absolutely sounds, and that's the beauty, is you get to the middle age and you do what you like. So you kind of break away from the same old that paid the bills for the last 30 years, and you've got your creative thing. To me, my creative thing is the radio.
Yeah.
You know, is doing this. I mean, I don't know how to play any instruments. I can fool around on drums, and I can, you know, kind of carry a beat, you know, 83% of the time, and, you know, but that I'm not a musician. I just I can't do it. But I'm going to try to learn how to play a couple of chords. After Lou Reed died and reading that, he says one chord is what you need, two you can get by with, and three chords is a symphony. So I said, well, gee, I could probably master three chords.
Yeah.
So I can, you know, become a mediocre guitar player in my middle age, you know, then go on a Viagra commercial and, you know, make a fortune.
Yeah. that was a sort of real loss to us that Lou died, because I mean, I thought he was going to go on forever, getting over all these sort of drug problems he had for years.
But you know, I mean, he's abused his body for years and years, and basically he wore out his liver.
Yeah.
And then when you get a liver transplant, it's a crapshoot. Does your body accept it? Does it reject it? Are the toxins in your body rejecting their toxins or their? And, you know, unfortunately, you know, it didn't work. But I mean, he's lucky to be alive. Think of all of his peers who are gone.
Yeah.
You know, was a Sterling Morrison, you know, checked out years ago, and, you know, a few other folks. You know, Andy Warhol, I mean, he had a fairly long life, and he was a crazed guy.
Yeah,
drug-infused, and, you know, a lot of the other folks. So, you know, he had a long life, and he died with a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know?
True. So good for Lori.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, we still got John Cale. So
right. I saw an interview with him many years ago. He did something on one of these public access television shows, and it was something about a department of sanitation. We're building a sanitation plant in his neighborhood, and Laurie was there, and Lou was just cantankerous. You know, the usual, and he was belligerent, and he was argumentative, and he was just going on and on, making a point that I don't know if it was fully clear, and they eventually cut his microphone.
Yeah.
You know, because it was getting a little too weird, you know, and, you know, he just got annoyed and just got up and walked off the set. You know?
Yeah.
You know, that's Lou. That's Lou, you know. That was, he did it his way. You know, he was like the Sinatra of his generation, you know.
Yeah. Here in Sweden, you know, they've been digging up interviews and everything. Obviously, I'm sure they did that everywhere now. And there was one really funny interview. It was a guy who was on Swedish national television. It was one of his first gigs as a journalist. And I'm just wondering, what were they thinking, sending him on his first interview gig to interview Lou Reed, and everybody sort of scare him, you know, how tough he is to journalists, and he's really sort of coming on to as the cool cool and very sort of reluctant, and you know, in the beginning of the interview. But this guy, you know, this journalist, he's sort of speaking really bad English. He knows nothing about Lou Reed, and after a while, the table turns, and Lou's getting sympathetic to him, and he's going like, "I hate journalists. I hate journalists. Every journalist except you."
Right, because the guy wasn't prepared. He didn't do the whole thing, and yeah, I mean, and Lou saw that he was fresh meat, and he just he didn't go for the jugular. You know, he could have, and he probably should have, but he felt sorry for the guy. You know,
that's
funny.
And it was actually it turned to Lou interviewing him.
That's funny.
The end of the interview was like, the journalist says, thank you very much. I don't have any more questions. No more questions? Come on. Was it because my answer?
That's funny. funny. I mean, actually, you should find that thing and put it on YouTube.
Yeah.
It would probably get a lot of hits because it's just, you know, an oddball thing, you know? That's funny. That's funny.
Yeah.
So anyway, growing up, who were your influences?
Well, it started with I think the first single I bought was David Bowie's Life on Mars. I must have been 9 or 10 or something. Later on, I heard Mott the Hoople's Roll Away the Stone on the radio, and that guitar intro alone was like, I gotta learn to play electric guitar. That's so cool. And I did, and I just sort of taught myself. I struggled. Somebody taught me some chords, and I started actually with just two strings on a little sort of toy guitar, it was actually meant for nylon, but I put like two steel strings and then sort of a little microphone in the hole. And then an old valve radio, and I put a piece of Lego on the fifth fret, and I just turned it all up and making this wow 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 sound and distorted it and learned. Basically, I couldn't do very much with my left hand because I had only two strings, so I developed this sort of right hand technique, which sort of came in very handy when the punk came along.
That's funny. That's funny.
And then when the first time I heard Television, New York band Television, uh-huh. That was like, hey, come on, I got to do this.
So, did you ever get to New York before during the scene of with CBGBs and the New York Dolls and all that stuff? Never got here, huh?
I didn't, and 1.5 years ago I actually went to Atlanta, Georgia for on business on a sort of conference, and I managed to get a sort of extended weekend in New York, and it was my first time in New York, and I stayed in James's apartment. James, the guitarist from Band of Outsiders, because he had a girlfriend in Brooklyn at that time, and Mark from Band of Outsiders, he set up a gig at the Lakeside Lounge. So they rehearsed the 4 or 5 Plastic Pals tunes, and I prepared like 9 Band of Outsiders tunes, and then we just went for it. And it was like, they asked me, what do you think of Atlanta? I said, I couldn't wait to get out of it. And what do you think of New York? I just thought, why haven't I been here before?
Atlanta's a weird place. Atlanta's a weird place.
Sorry, Atlanta. I got some friends there, actually.
No. It's the biggest thing to do in Atlanta is go to the Coca-Cola bottling company and try sodas. Oh, yeah. That's about it. That's all you can do in Atlanta. You know, or watch the Atlanta Braves do that little silly chop that's insulting to the American Indians, you know. it's not a hop in town, Atlanta. It really isn't. It really isn't. Listen, Hawk, I got to get out of here because I got I got to get into work. What time is it out there? You're 6 hours ahead.
Here it's like 7:05 in the morning,
and it's 1:00 in the morning here, East Coast time, the United States of America. And yeah, I've got to get up. I've got to be at work at 9:00. Tomorrow morning, I've got to hop on a train, hop on 2 trains, and I work in Harlem, New York.
Oh, so what do you do?
What do I do? I'm still trying to figure that out.
I'm an
office manager, facility manager by trade. I work for a small community-based bank in Harlem. And basically, I'm in charge of the facility management, the facilities of all the branches of the bank and the staff. And making sure everything runs and vendor contracts and things like that.
Oh yeah.
So it's I'm the go-to guy when the widgets break.
That's great. Yeah. And anyway, it was really nice for you to have me. It was really great. And to all of the listeners in New York, most welcome to come to one or a few of our gigs. That will be great to see you all.
And just tell them you heard them on Radio New York International, and that would be cool. So can you rattle off where the gigs are again?
Yeah. Do you want me to rattle them?
Yeah, rattle them off. Just say them.
So like Thursday night, the 14th November, International Pop Overthrow, New York, Bar Matchless, Brooklyn. And that's 11:15 p.m. And then on the Friday, the 15th, after we've done Rev and Who show, we're going down to New Jersey, Long Branch, New Jersey, and we're playing at the Biden Bar with the Synths and Band of Outsiders. And then on the Saturday, we're playing with the same band at the Ding Dong Lounge, Manhattan. And then Sunday, 17th, our last gig is at Otto's, Otto's Shrunken Head, East Village, right?
Yep.
With Phil Gamage and his Rebel Factory.
Oh, that should be fate. Hey, if you see this guy Frankie Wood, who always hangs out at Otto's, he goes, "Hiya, kids, hiya, hiya." He's got this squealing voice. Just say hi to Frankie Wood. He's got this big cigar in his mouth all the time. And
I can't wait to meet him. We're been chatting quite a lot on Facebook. So
Frankie Wood. Really?
He's the promoter for the show.
Tell Frankie Wood you know the Boogeyman. You'll get a smile on his face. He's a good guy. He knows a lot of people in New York, and he's a good man.
Ah, lovely.
Hawk, listen, I got to get out of here, but thank you, my friend. Let me play another song or two before I get out of here. And,
yeah, lovely. Do play cards if you like. Yeah.
Okay, I'll play it.
I'll
play it. We're listening to Hawk from Plastic Pals, and they're from Stockholm, Sweden, and it's good sound. Quick question: how did you hook up with David Besh?
David Besh.
Yeah,
we hooked up on MySpace a couple of years ago. It must have been like 2007 or something, and then we hook up on Facebook. Mm-hmm. We were going to play, I think it was Liverpool IPO 2010, but we had some problems in the family, one of us at the time, so we had unfortunately had to cancel that, and I thought, hey, David is not going to take us on again, but then he was like, are you ready now? The new album is coming on.
Yeah.
So yeah, yeah. So that's it. He's a good man.
He's a good man. He's a good man.
Yeah.
And he brings together great music.
Yeah.
It's a great deal. Hawk, listen, I got to get out of here, but thank you, my friend. I'll give you my phone number. Reach out to me perhaps sometime in the afternoon or some goofy time. We can maybe get together, have a beer, have a breakfast or something.
And, yeah, cool. Yeah.
It'll be fun, okay?
Yeah. Take care now.
Thank you, my friend. Be well. Good luck in America.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, let's see, we've got Plastic Pals here, and this is called Cards.
Yeah. Here, hey.
Pick up the cards from the table, shuffle and deal. Should I play it safe or go all in? Two cards down and one open. Is it play or fold? Dare I raise the stakes? Well, my heart's on parole. They say that here joins the game. Let's take the consequences. Guess I better be on my guard. Use all my seven senses. What you got?
the ace falls in the river. When you heart your heart, I just shift to my chair, trying to keep my calm, struggling not to be taken by your elusive charm. They say that you join consequences. Guess I better be on my guard. Use all the seven senses. The cards are on the table, and there's no way back. The cards are on the table. Well, that's where it's at. The cards are on the table. Now it's just me and my luck. Cards are on the table, well, that's where it's at. And when you play out your sweet hand, your beautiful cards, well, I just can't back down. I'm all sexes and salads and knives. That's where it's at. The cards are on the table. Now it's just me and my luck. The cards are on the table. Well, that's where it's at. The cards are on the table. And there's no way back. The cards are on the table. Well, that's where it's at. Cards are on the table. Now it's just me and my luck. The cards are on the table. Well, that's where it's at. The cards are on the table.
And there's no way back.
The cards are on the table.
And there's no way back.
Brooklyn's great radio with Radio New York International.
Hey, it's something else. Yeah, yeah.
You're tuned to Radio New York International. R-N-I.
R-N-I. Radio New York International.
Yes.
R&I. R&I.
On your stereo, good times and great music with
Dave the Boogeyman
from New York.
This is 11L, RNI.
Here on the internet.